Today I have the great pleasure of interviewing one of England's finest writers and public men, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. I think that I can say in all honesty that Sir Arthur is a kind of modern knight in shining armour. He has always fought for those who suffer or who are in need of help. Of course, though, Sir Arthur is best known as the creator of the immortal Sherlock Holmes. Sir Arthur, you must be quite happy to know that your creation, Sherlock Holmes, is still loved and admired by the reading public.
To be perfectly frank, I am not. And to be even more honest, I must say that I am extremely sorry to have ever created Sherlock Holmes. I believe I have written many books that are much better, and my public works are much more important. In any case, sir, do you know what day it is?
Yes, of course. It's August 3rd, 1917. Why is that important?
Exactly 1 year ago today, my dear friend Sir Roger Casement was executed. He was hanged after a totally unfair trial.
I beg your pardon, but Casement was a traitor. He tried to organise a revolt against the British in Ireland. To do this, he worked with the Germans, our enemies.
I believe, sir, that Sir Roger Casement was not given a fair trial. And in any case, he asked the Germans for help because he was mentally unstable at the time. But all this is irrelevant. What he may have been executed for could be his exposing of the dreadful suffering of colonized people in Africa, Asia, America, and Australia. Have you ever read my little book, The Crime of the Congo?
No, but I have read all of your Sherlock Holmes stories, and they...
They have no importance. My book, The Crime of the Congo, is a million times more important, and it is based on the investigations of that noble man, Roger Casement, who was a co-founder of the Congo Reform Association. You know about King Leopold II of Belgium, I hope.
Yes, of course. He was the European who helped to bring civilization to darkest Africa, and...
Civilization? Young man, the Belgians came to the Congo to make a profit. They came for the ivory, and they came for the rubber, and they killed nearly 6 million Africans.
But I read that those Africans died from different diseases.
Yes, of course. That is what King Leopold said to hide the truth. But colonization was really mass murder and robbery. My dear sir, I believe that instead of reading detective stories, you should learn more about the real world.
Yes, perhaps I should.